每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月6日，生命泉源。因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。诗篇36篇9节。我们获得的知识越多，我们的智慧似乎就变得越少。我们获得的经济保障越多，我们产生的厌倦感就越多。我们得到世俗的享乐越多，我们对生活就越不满意。我们就像躁动不安的大海，在这里找到一点平安，在那里找到一点快乐，却始终找不到永恒的满足。于是我们不断寻找。人们杀戮、说谎、欺骗、偷盗、发动战争，以此来满足对权力、享乐和财富的追求，以为这样就可以使自己和他们的群体获得平安、安全感、满足感和幸福感。然而，在我们内心深处，一直有一个声音在提醒我们，我们不该如此，我们本该有更好的追求。我们有一种神秘的感觉，似乎有一个源泉蕴藏着幸福，使我们的生命更有价值。我们会相信，某一天、某一时，在某个地方，我们能找到它。有时候我们以为自己找到了，却发现那只不过是难以捉摸、充满幻灭、令人迷茫、使人黯然神伤的东西。真正的喜乐不依赖于环境，它不是表面的快乐，它是一种心灵深处的满足和喜乐。即使你处在最痛苦、最恶劣的环境中，你的心依然被它充满。我家附近有一口泉水，一年四季流出清泉。雨水季节它不多流，干旱季节它不少流，它一直在那里，永不停息。这才是我们所渴求的幸福，而且只有在基督里才能找到。你是否找到了这口清泉？让我们一起祷告。天父，你是生命的泉源，我们仰望你的救恩，你给我们带来喜乐。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 6th, The Fountain of Life. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we shall see light. Psalm 36:9.The more knowledge we acquire, the less wisdom we seem to have. The more economic security we gain, the more boredom we generate. The more worldly pleasure we enjoy, the less satisfied and contented we are with life. We are like a restless sea, finding a little peace here and a little pleasure there, but nothing permanent and satisfying. So the search continues. Man will kill,lie, cheat, steal, go to war to satisfy their quest for power, pleasure, wealth, thinking thereby to gain for themselves and their particular group peace, security, contentment, and happiness. Yet inside us, a little voice keeps saying, "We were not meant to be this way. We were meant for better things." We have a mysterious feeling that there is a fountain somewhere that contains the happiness which makes life worthwhile. We keep saying to ourselves that somewhere, sometime, we will stumble onto the secret. Sometimes we feel that we have obtained it, only to find it elusive, leaving us disillusioned, bewildered, and unhappy. The happiness which brings enduring worth to life is not the superficial happiness that is dependent on circumstances. It is the happiness and contentment that fills the soul even in the midst of the most distressing of circumstances and the most adverse environment. Near my home is a spring that never varies its flow at any season of the year. Floods may rage nearby, but it will not increase its flow. A long summer's drought may come, but it will not decrease. It is perennially and always the same. Such is the type of happiness for which we yearn, and it can be found in Christ alone. Have you discovered this spring yet? Let us pray. Father, you are the fountain of life. We look to you for our salvation and our hope, and you bring us joy. In Jesus' name, amen.